I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you to the Tuck In Podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view.
Hi, I'm Sandra and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine and I'm the eldest.
And in this episode, we're going to tuck into material things. Whether it be all things in your wardrobe, your house, your shoes, whether you want to lend things to your friends or you don't. So we're going to tuck right in. And let's start with the biggest thing we all have, and we're all lucky to have, our houses. So Sandra, honestly now, are you the house proud type? Like, are you buying a show house or are you buying a house that you want to tear down, do it up and all that jazz?
I wouldn't be the show house, not at all.
Okay.
I'm more, I'd love to do a doer upper, but we didn't get that opportunity. When we bought our house, it was ready to go, you know. So we put our own stamp on it. That's what I love, putting my own stamp on it. Get my own colours, get my own textures, all that business. I'm not, you know, you need to make your house a home, your home. So,
yeah. See, Katrin, I know you're different on this and I'm different because I'm the type of sister or person or friend, just to let everyone know, I'm coming in to rob every idea because I don't have the time, the energy, or I actually don't want to look through
the
magazines.
Are you not the kind of person that just wants to go in and it's done though?
Katrin, talk about the show house you bought.
Yeah, well, see, we bought the show house because it was our second home. And we had a list of things we wanted and things we didn't want. And obviously, you had a side entrance because we didn't have one. We were in mid-terrace. And obviously, we were fortunate enough that we were able to go and pick this house. Now, it was a show house because it was the last house. We were late to the game. So I didn't intentionally go out to buy a show house. It was just, it was the only one that was left.
So people like me walk into your house and I'm like, oh God, give us a look, give us a nose. I'm clearly only going because I'm nosy and I'm dying to see what you have. So I can just say to you, come here, give me all the vendors there and let me know what the story is.
Yeah, now,
would you be offended?
No. But some of the stuff in the house I didn't even like. So that was gone.
Yeah, but you kept a lot of the stuff that was
there.
Yeah,
I did. But like, they had a wicker couch in the sitting room.
Like, you changed that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because we had furniture from our other house.
But what I'm saying, girls, is if you have a person like me...
I wouldn't bother me.
I wouldn't actually take that as a compliment.
So if I walked into your bedroom, let's say, and you were after doing your bedroom, whether you bought it in a show house or whether you bought... You had, like Sandra, when we were kids growing up, you made me live in an luminous green painted bedroom.
Luminous green and navy, thank you very much.
Yeah, let's not forget the navy.
Navy, luminous green and navy.
Shocking.
Like, I had to wear sunglasses going to bed.
She didn't complain about it at the time.
Because I didn't have a say in the matter because the 7 years between us... And you are the one saying, this is what we're doing.
That's just keeping it up to date. Just keeping it on top of keeping it fresh.
I was rotten. Rotten.
Well, that
rotten.
Was one of many. That was one of many changes.
So let's bring it back. So if I walk into your bedroom and I'm like, oh, and I'm your friend. Let's say I'm not your sister, I'm your friend.
Okay.
Love your bed sheets, love your wallpaper, love all this, love all that. And I'm like, right, grand. And then I don't say anything to you. And a month later you walk in and I'm like, da-da.
Oh, no, if you don't say anything to me, yeah, well, obviously. But if you were to walk in and say to me, oh, Jesus, where did you get that?
Yeah.
Here you go. Like when someone says, where did you get that? Our pennies, hon, yeah, I'll get it as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. But if I'm doing it snidely, well, then we have a different problem. Do you know what I mean? You're not saying anything then. So you're going, taking it all, going to, it's a little bit single white female. Little bit.
So what you're going to say is, next of all, you're going to buy a puppy like the movie? Am I going to throw it out the window?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I'm throwing puppies out the window, isn't that me? No.
Well, I am that person. Like, I literally looked at what Katrin has, because obviously she lives here in Ireland and you live in the UK. So I literally just pop out to her house in the regular, and wherever she has, I have.
Yeah, but you have a whole different, your house is completely different, designed completely different to mine.
Yeah, but Katrin, let's talk about the slow cooker.
What about, I mean, the slow cooker?
You talked to me, Sandra talked to me about a slow cooker, so I went out and immediately bought it.
Have you used it? Have you used it?
No, I haven't used it. It's still in the box.
It's still in the box, exactly. She's a press full of utensil things, that plugins that she doesn't use.
But see, that's just, that goes to show though, do you know what I mean? That's just FOMO.
Fear,
do you know what I mean? That's what it is. And a lot of people would probably do that. Oh, that looks great, I'll get one of them. And they don't bother with it at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the story of my life. I am one of those. So I am creeping around your house and saying, okay, like, especially if I go to a friend's house or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, which I generally do. But I am looking to see what they have, because if I'm doing my bathroom up.
I think everybody does that.
Do you think so?
Oh, I would go and have a little look-see. Even in hotels, you would do that, no? Like, you get inspiration. It's getting inspiration from other people's houses. I think everybody does that.
Yeah, but what if it's a keeping up with the Joneses scenario?
Well, that's a different story. That's just like tit for tat. Oh, she has it, so I have it. Nah.
But what if a friend comes to you, Katrin, and says, oh my God, you copied me house?
No, I didn't. Why would I copy your house? Because clearly I have my own mind. So no, no.
Well, she wouldn't do that.
But if I like something, I have no problem saying to someone, that's gorgeous,
where'd you get it from?
Doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to go out and buy it. But I wouldn't be copying someone's house.
No. As I said, you need to be putting your own stamp on your own house.
Are you the type of neighbour, though, the nosy neighbour, that if someone's getting work done, you're like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Are you, Sandra?
Oh, yeah, have a look, see.
Yeah, but are you like, right, we need to, say if we're doing the front of our house.
Yeah.
Are you that neighbour that's the peeping Tom, having a look out, going, come here, listen, oh Jesus, listen, we need to get the front done, airs looks crap.
No, I wouldn't be like that. No, I wouldn't be like that. That board is begrudging, and because they're having it again, we're having it. No, that's great. I'm delighted you're doing that. No, how are you going? What are you having done? I'd be like that now.
Nosy neighbor.
I don't think it's begrudging. I just think it's keeping up the Joneses. But I think I'm more the type that would be like, you could pay 10 grand for that or 5 grand. I'd rather book a holiday.
Would you though?
Yeah, if I didn't need it, I would be getting up for the sake of it. Like, obviously, if you need something done, you have to do it for the house, for whatever you have to get done.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out because somebody crossed the road and they're getting it done.
I know, I'd start to sweat now. I'd be breaking out in a sweat. I'd be breaking out in a sweat. I like a nice road. I like a nice few houses. I wouldn't be having people driving up on my road thinking, oh my God, stay your house.
So what you're saying is you want your house to be the nicest on the road?
No, I don't want it to be nice, but I take pride in it.
Do you
know what I mean?
There's a difference though, taking pride in your house and keeping up with the Joneses. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can have your front drive done. You can have, you know.
Why are you laughing at, Katrin?
I'm thinking of you in the summer because you want to do something with your front garden.
I am.
So, yes. Yeah. So I can't see you in the middle of the summer in March weeding that garden.
No, I will pay someone to weed that garden or else I'll ask
Matt. Yeah, you're going to have to because the house is massive. But you need to do something with your cover lock.
But will that stop if your man across the road, a woman across the road gets a little side something or a little high something? She's like, oh no, we can't because he's doing that. We'll do it.
Oh no, come here. I literally, I do get FOMO in all parts of life. The only time I don't get FOMO is when.
Go on.
Like, for example, if in the summer, you know, me and Katrin are going out somewhere and we're meeting at 11, say. We have to meet at 11. Yeah. Now, I literally get up at 5 to 11 and I'm like, go, 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 out the door. Katrin has to mop her floors 3 times. The house is pristine before she leaves. When I leave, it looks like the house has been robbed.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I don't get FOMO. I'm just like, yeah, she can keep her house clean as much as she wants. And I'm like, let's go.
So it's what people see on the outside is what you're more concerned about, not what people see on the inside.
Well, I'm not like you, who literally, if someone comes over to the house, throws everything into a press, and then when you open the press, then when they're gone, everything falls on top of you.
It's the house of Kaplunk.
Yeah, but
it's the house of Kaplunk. It's like that game. You pull one thing out, everything falls down. It's always been like that.
Like, you are totally that sister that you open a press in Sandra's house and you could be, it's an avalanche.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but that's because they use so many things. Like, when they're cooking, there's 50 pots on the go.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Like, they use them all. You have all that shit, all of, you don't use it.
That's true.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, there is a huge difference.
Like, you're taking shit out to dust it.
Now, look it. There's no problem if you want to, as I said, come over and sort out them presses.
No.
So when you open that press, nothing falls in it because it doesn't bother us.
Okay.
We're all right with that.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Let me ask you this. Would this bother you?
Oh, go on.
How many times a month would you clean your bed sheets?
Oh, now.
Now, this is... Now, look at Katrin's head starting to twitch now. Yeah. I did it this morning. I'm doing it tomorrow morning.
Every couple of weeks.
I'm like, a month?
Twice a week? Sandra, that's nasty.
It's not... What you tell... Oh, I tell you why you do yours. Are you going to tell me you do them every week?
No, I don't.
No, you don't, because who does it every week?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, we know.
Now, who does it every
Mary
week?
Mary Poppins.
Who does your bed sheets every
my
week?
My lovely, beautiful, helping hand. My
your little glitter fairy.
Oh, I love her.
There you go. I don't have a glitter fairy.
No, neither do I.
I don't have one of them.
Just for a little
I
bit of context.
I am the glitter fairy.
Context.
I am that fairy.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful Mary Poppins that comes to my house once every 2 weeks to maintain the big jobs. And the reason because that is when we had children, we sat down and discussed. Listen, we sit down and discussed.
When we had children.
God, yeah, when we had children, like no one else in the world had children. Yeah. So we discussed, right, we're working full time. That's grand. We're getting one day off a week. Do we A, enjoy that and go out and do things? Or do we B, scrub the house from top to bottom? It was literally the same answer back from both of us. We're going to get a Mary Poppins. Now, we love our Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins comes in, does the big jobs, 3 hours every 2 weeks when we come home from work, house like show house.
So is bed covers a big job or a small job?
Oh, God, that's a huge job.
That's
a,
so she's minutes. Doing them every 2 weeks then? She's doing them every 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, every 2 weeks is fine.
That's what I said.
Well, you said weeks.
Every
weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
twice
2 weeks.
Twice a month, every 2 weeks.
Well, that's okay. Thank you. Sounds you. To me
we'll,
like you're
we'll
backtracking.
Take that one back then.
She sounds
oh,
like
no.
she's backtracking.
Oh, no, we're not backtracking.
Catching them many times for you.
If I can, I probably would like to do them every week. If sometimes twice a week, depending on what I'm done, like if I'm wearing tan or something. Why am I? Yeah, actually, twice a week if I can.
Can't you just own it? If yeah, you're
twice
doing
a week.
That
twice a week.
If I can, not
twice
every week.
Twice a week.
No, once a week. Once a week. But if I have tan on and like, if I put tan on a Friday night and I'm going out on the Saturday, I'll come home and I obviously have your drunken sleep on the Saturday and then I get up Saturday morning or Sunday morning and then the sheets get taken off again and they're cleaned again because I want to get fresh. She, it's nothing as nice.
So you
as
don't a have a hangover. Do, yeah. Like I give.
Yeah, no, hand washing the clothes. You put the machine. You hit the button.
You
and they go.
You have to dry.
And you have to put them back.
Gone.
You're not going out and ringing them. You're putting them on a horse or putting them in a dryer.
Oh my God! I need to talk about.
Hold on a minute. Now, can we just stop a second?
Yeah.
But you need to put them back on the bed. Yeah. Sandra, it's hitting. Come here. Two corners. Inside out. Shake it all around.
Come here.
Can I? Go on.
I know people that pull their back out putting bed sheets on. I'm not putting myself up for that. I mean, I'm
oh, stop.
Not
is that carrying on?
Put myself up for
could
that.
Could I throw a little thing in there now?
Yeah.
How often do you wash your bed towels? Or your bath towels? Sorry, not your bed towels, your bath towels.
Well, I like to probably do them if I get out of the shower. I'm clean, so I'm drying myself. So they're clean.
How many times would you use them?
I don't know. It's not something that it would ever.
So would you dry yourself and put them over the banister and then tomorrow have another shower and dry yourself and put it over the banister and then tomorrow would you have another one?
Oh, chill, calm down, Sandra.
No, that's what I'm asking.
No, because I like a fresh bath towel.
So are we using a fresh bath towel every day for every shower?
No.
Okay.
Maybe twice. After two dries, we'll throw it in.
Catherine, what are you saying?
I'm saying I wash a black and a white every day. So depending on.
You've only got black and white towels?
No, black and white wash every day will go on.
Right.
So towels will be on. Just like four or five of us.
I know Catherine's line because I know
just
every
towels,
time people
just towels
dry
in my house, yeah. I wash every day.
Catherine's not own it.
I wash every
I am.
Day.
But I don't necessarily, like, they wouldn't be my towels per se.
That wasn't the question. How many times do you your towel?
I wash towels every day.
Well, there
so
you go.
You have a fresh towel every day.
I don't have, no, I don't necessarily have a fresh towel every day.
Again.
I wash towels every day.
I'd love to know what people think.
Not normal. Not normal.
There's nothing unnormal about washing towels. If you have, okay, so if I put a washing machine on and it's not full, if I've got whites, I'll throw a towel or two on. I'll be like, I'll fucking freshen her up.
No,
you
that's
see,
right.
I won't put a towel in.
She does.
I do a separate wash for towels.
Anyway.
Anyhow, sorry.
You'd be back. Multicolored towels.
Doesn't matter. They're towels.
Forget
towels.
About the towels.
Moving on.
To the clothes horse. Sandra,
No.
But to be best friends.
The bane of my life.
But how uncomfortable do you feel when you walk into someone's kitchen, that clothes horse there and their knickers is hanging?
Never.
Doesn't bother me.
Never.
Doesn't bother me.
No, never. And I'll tell
hanging
you why.
My line. Doesn't bother me.
I had a conversation with a person years and years ago and they told me they were doing work in someone's house and the smalls were on the line.
Right.
The and smalls this that's what they cut the
yeah. And I'll never forget it to this day.
Right.
And ever since then, you know the peggy things you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine go on me peggy thing and they go in the utility room. So you can call around any time of the day, you won't see my underwear. It's not hanging up on no one to see.
Spicy.
And it's because of that. Imagine someone saying that, you know.
Yeah, but that's
seeing
just
your underwear.
That's just silly.
Weirdo.
But that's a weirdo. Like, I wouldn't hang me underwear out for people to see. I just natural to do your clothes and it's in the kitchen and they're drying, so they're there.
Yeah,
no problem.
You have a lot hanging in that kitchen on that clothes horse. Like, I've seen
all
the
kids, all of
yeah, but I've seen all the undercrackers and I'm okay with that.
There's lots of undercrackers, little undercrackers.
But I have to say, it is a bit of a
me.
Like, if I see someone smallies, I don't want to see them. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I walk in and I'm seeing the boxer shorts or I'm seeing, you know, the G string, or I'm thinking to myself, oh, geez,
well,
the Bridget Jones.
Too much notice.
Well, I'm I? There's yeah. three women in my house.
Yeah.
And we're all like completely different ages. So you have 18, me, and then my mother-in-law lives with us. So the thought of someone walking in and saying maybe her underwear and thinking it's mine, not happening.
I just think that you're taking too much into it there now. Right, well, I think he's looking for it. You're going to look for people's smells.
No, but if no. But I just need people to be aware that people like me can see them.
And everybody can see them, Olive.
And I know.
She's wearing them.
But come here, on this underwear topic, let's explore. Would you lend your friend some underwear?
Not a hope.
Not a hope,
Let
never.
Let me finish Sorry. The sentence. So if your friend
yeah.
needed a lend underwear, would that be weird?
Yeah.
Underwear as in Nicky Nacky News.
As in your cheese strings.
Fuck, that a hope.
Give us lend your bra.
Hold on a minute.
I'd buy a pair.
Hold on. Sorry, hold on a minute. If she... So I'll give you a scenario.
No,
on a minute. Say if your friend came around.
Yeah,
God love her.
Had an accident.
Yeah. You wouldn't send a home commando, would you?
No, that's completely different. To someone saying gizalenda them because
is your friend going to come and say, yeah, I love them that G string gizalenda them?
We were if they're like designer.
No, that's a different scenario.
What if a friend rings you and goes, come here, listen, I'm going to a wedding, I nearly lend you a pair of your sucky ins. Gizalenda them.
Buy our own.
No, do you know what I'll do? I'll send you the link so you can get them yourself. Yeah. I'll do next day delivery. How about that?
Everybody's shape is different. Everyone's sucking something different in.
Sorry.
But they all have different bits to push in and push up. So, like, my sucky ins mightn't fit you, or you mightn't suck in what you want sucked in.
For everyone. That's why they're called
sucking.
Yeah, but like you can wear cycling short ones, you can wear the ones that go up underneath your boobs, just little half ones. It all depends what you're
sucking
in.
So I'm saying that that would be a no to lend in underwear. 100%
undergarments,
yeah,
not a hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd buy the pair first.
Yeah, I would go, I'd send you the link.
Would you be horrified if they asked you?
No, I wouldn't be horrified. Oh, no, I'm just thinking.
Not at all.
Like, no. Like, we're friends and all, but
I wouldn't
back
ask
away
anybody
from the
to lend their underwear, so I wouldn't expect anybody to ask me for lending me underwear. And anyway, they probably wouldn't like my underwear anyway, so yeah.
If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. Right, moving a little bit on from underwear because that was, I mean, that's insightful. I mean, obviously, I'm a sister. If I wanted to lend underwear, I wouldn't ask. I'd just take it. I'd just be like, come here, listen.
Well, the thing is, sorry, going back to that, sisters, family is different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've often... come home, even socks and like socks is classed as underwear as well.
Yeah, but Sandra, in fairness, you're an awful woman for robbing.
Yeah, never gives a
fuck. Hold on a minute, what have I ever robbed on you?
Sandra, you've stayed in my house and I've looked for sunglasses. And then all of a sudden.
Is she actually kidding me? Is she actually kidding me?
But maybe they're sunglasses. Maybe I robbed them on you one time.
She robbed them sunglasses on me. She blames me on robbing her, so it's all the one word.
But listen,
think of sunglasses.
You'll FaceTime me then and be home and be like, oh, Olive, I'm after bringing this home by mistake. And I'll be like, oh, they were my favourite things. And you were like, oh, sorry, I borrowed that. I brought that home.
I'd love a list of them things, please, because I really don't have anything in my house belong to you.
You're an awful woman.
I have belonged to her.
Oh, what you robbed on Catherine?
Vest tops, maybe.
Stuff
the
that,
odd vest top.
Yeah, like in fairness.
Yeah, no knickers, no bras. Because I'd never get into her bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Just saying.
Yeah, but myself on the picture. So it's grand.
Instead of robbing, if you were asked, so how do you feel about lending stuff out? So, okay, we've deep dived into the knicker situation. Grant, well, that's a negative from everybody.
That's not happening.
It is a bit weird, but I don't find it that weird. If someone asked me for lending me underwear and he needed it or whatever.
Stop, I'll give over.
No, you can't be talking
listen to what you're saying.
No, I'm hearing what I'm saying. I'm not talking about a G-string. I'm talking about like sucky ins or proper. Like, say, for example, you bought yourself a pair of Skims. Now, they're all the talk at the moment. And if someone was going somewhere, a good friend of mine said, come here, I'll have a need lend that. I'd be like, right, listen, here you go.
Skims are expensive. So, Skims I get, and they come in a certain, like you can have a full body skim, a half or whatever, and I get that, that's fine. They're expensive. I would be the same. I'd say no problem. But if you're asking for something now of like a normal shop like Dunn's or Penny's, that's 4 or 5 quid.
So G-strings and knickers are outbounds.
Outbounds,
100%.
Out of 100%. Bounds. Don't ask me if you're not.
Don't even look my way.
No. If I have a fresh pack that I haven't opened from Penny's, there you go, hon.
Knock yourself in.
Right. How do you have the 5 pack?
So what do we think about lending stuff? What if you've lent something? Let's move on from knickers, right?
Yeah.
So you lend someone a dress, say, and they give it back to you and it's not washed.
I hate it.
Now, I would always say, if I'm lending something now, don't wash it, give it to me, I'll do it myself.
No.
Because if you give it back and it's out of shape or it's gone off colour or it's at the, I'd lose my life. I'd rather just, I look after it myself, thanks. I've no problem lending, but let me clean it because...
I know Catherine's like that because I've got
100%.
But I'm comfortable with that because I know Catherine's a clean freak.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm never going to wash it the way she washes it.
It's going to come back.
And it's never going to smell whole washing powder. And I know she's going to rewash it. It's like if she asked you to Hoover, which she never would, she'd re-Hoover. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what would you do, Sandra?
I would look at the tag.
Yeah.
And I'd go by the care. No, and that's the God's honest truth. Because like that, if I put it in the washing machine and you wrecked it, you'd be mortified giving it back.
Can I just say?
I'd be panicking. Oh, see if I can get another one. Oh, it's out of stock. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you not just recently do that with your husband's jumper?
No, I did not do that with my husband's jumper.
What did you do with your husband's jumper?
Something happened to the jumper and I just touched it reading and doing what it said, but it didn't work out that way.
No, I didn't do that. I washed it. Exactly what I did was I read the tag. Exactly what I told you. I read the tag, I put it in the machine and I said what I said on the tin.
And did it shrink?
Yeah, yeah.
Grand. That's a win.
They're all wearing it.
Yeah.
They're all wearing it.
Like, I've been known to do that. Not deliberate. But like, shit happens.
Shit happens.
Like, you dye his clothes and all.
Yeah, but I'm on a ban from washing my husband's stuff. And I'm okay with that. He's like, don't touch it. It's grand. Because I've washed stuff. I've shrunk stuff. And then I've been like, win-win. I'll take it. Perfect.
Just don't buy lamb's wool.
A little pink G-string goes in with his white shorts. Yeah. He's like, can't wear that nails round.
I mean, you know I love a bit of oversized. So I'm here for that.
Yeah.
So if you're lending a friend something, mm-hmm. that's grand. We're all right with that.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Problem.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
We're here for that.
Happy to lend.
What if the friend lends their friend your thing?
No.
No.
And you're out and you see it, or you see it on social media.
Ah, no. That's just overstepping the mark completely.
Is it? What
that's
if it's
just
a cult?
Rude. Okay. No. It doesn't matter what it is. If the friend is at the same to me, look, my friend has seen that jacket. Is there any chance I can lend it to her? Yeah, all right then. Give me the option to say yes or no. Don't just assume that you can lend my clothes out. What would you?
I wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother you at all?
No. I'm the type of person, right? If I'm lending something, I'm like, come here, listen, because don't worry about it. It's material. I would hate the thought of someone panicking wearing something that, say, for example, the way you were saying, if you were lending something, you washed it wrong and you'd be hyperventilating all.
Yeah.
I'd hate someone to feel like that. So, come here, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We can get another one. I would hate for someone to feel like that. I'd actually take it as a compliment. Now, not that I would think it was a bit weird, but I wouldn't really give a shite. I'd be like, that's gorgeous on you.
Yeah, but not everybody's like you to think like that. You know what I mean? You know, you're saying, oh, it wouldn't bother me.
Wouldn't.
Nah. Give me the
would
option.
Would you be in the horrors?
I wouldn't be in the horrors, but I'd be saying, you could have asked me.
What you
could have asked me.
I don't think I'd be into it now because I'm not even big on social media, like in that sense. So if I'm seeing someone in my clothes all over social media, I'm going,
it doesn't
snap
it
because
right.
I haven't been taking pictures of myself in it.
Yeah.
And you're wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've no problem if you ask me, I'd say, yeah, take it all day long.
Yeah, well, give me the option. Don't just assume.
To people taking things and asking. Mm. Like as in sisters. Mm. Like
not looking at anyone in particular.
Yeah, growing up in the house.
For people that can't see, the eyes are on me.
Yeah, well, Sandra, like for years I worked and slogged as a teenager. Oasis, I used to buy every week, I'd buy something new.
Out again.
And then I'd be all over the floor, bedroom floor.
Yeah.
She'd come home.
Classic middle child.
Just show her there.
Selfish.
And the more arguments we had was over that, wasn't it?
Close. Yeah.
So,
about the time when Sandra borrowed something that, Sandra borrowed something. I remember this as a kid because Travis used to share a bedroom. So, Sandra borrowed something that Catherine was working really hard for. Who knows? Could have been boots, shoes, whatever. And Sandra came home or on it. And then Catherine absolutely milled her with a nail varnish.
I remember that.
You know, like nail varnish, like how, you know, the jars of nail varnish.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Catherine absolutely shooting that across the bedroom at you and a splattering all over the rad?
Yeah, and then I also remember trying to get it off the rad so my mum couldn't see it and putting the nail varnish remover and then that taking the bleeding enamel, whatever you call it, off the radiator. So we went from nail polish to nothing on the radiator. So it just escalated all because I took a lend or something.
But did you not ask her, Sandra?
She has done the same to me. You've often took something belong to me,
Sandra,
and asked.
None of yours fits me, love. I hate
Catherine,
to break
it. Maybe not now, but when we were kids, they would have fitted.
Can I interject?
Go on, yeah.
Your stuff would have fitted me, and you never gave me a lend of anything. Never. Do you remember the time we were getting wardrobes? So we were getting wardrobes, people. My ma said, you just have to share one wardrobe until we get these wardrobes made. So Sandra put all her stuff into the wardrobe and left all my stuff on the floor. And I was like, well, so when she went out, I took all her stuff out of the wardrobe, put all my stuff in. Which in act ended up in me and you having a fist fight where you gave me a bang of the Hoover. You know, the long part of the Hoover.
That's the orange Hoover.
You slapped, like, I mean, battered me across the back with the Hoover. So like, you are not one bit obliging to like, I'm lending you some space there for a minute, never mind lending me clothes.
That was my wardrobe.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Classic child.
I obviously got that memo wrong when my mom built them wardrobes.
Like, catching.
I thought you were having the drawers underneath. I thought I was having the hanging space because I was the elder lemon.
Who gets a bang of the hoover though? Come on, like, wow. I mean, the long part. You know, remember back in the day, the long hoover, the wallop across the back.
You just need to know what, if something's in my way, it's coming.
You see that.
I'm thinking the wardrobes, when Mag got the wardrobes built and she got my wardrobes built upstairs, because obviously they were in the same alcoves up above you, because that's where the rooms were, and whoever built the wardrobes didn't leave enough room for the hangers.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So when
that.
You close the door, the hanger used to go sideways.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, most of my good clothes would have holes on the top shoulder from the door opening and closing.
Pay for what you get.
Ah yeah,
I know.
It looked great, but didn't work.
Yeah.
So you didn't. We've kind of understood that, you know, Catherine worked very hard for her stuff. That's grand. Sandra just used to rub everything on Catherine.
Still does.
But we all have kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk material things with our kids.
Okay.
Okay. So your kid comes to you.
Yeah.
Big birthday coming up.
Yeah.
They want something expensive. Or not even a birthday. They want something expensive. Designer.
Right.
What are you doing?
How old are they when they're coming to us?
Doesn't matter. Oh, everyone has them. I want this jacket. I want that watch. When is it? No. You need to be able to buy it for yourself because I want you to know the value of it. Or are you like, no, give it to them. Give it to them.
Yeah, no, give it to them.
I think if you can afford to do it, do it.
Do it, definitely.
But if you can afford it.
So your kid comes and asks you for a Rolex.
No, that's a bit extreme. Like,
Your kid will.
One of yours will say, that's no problem, love. I'd be like, not today. Not today. That's not happening.
So why not? Like, so what are we saying?
Because
like,
I couldn't afford it.
No, I understand that. But you have the mentality of, no, work for it and get it yourself. No, maybe not a Rolex. Maybe a forced designer watch. Doesn't have to be as expensive as that. But when your little lamb chop looks into your eyes and says, everyone else has one, or I want one.
So did get the response from me, probably. I don't care what everybody else is doing. But if you want it, yeah, you probably can work for it. I'll give you a few jobs you can, you know, put towards it.
Okay.
Earn it a little bit. And then you're giving them a little lesson, aren't you? Instead of them coming saying, oh, can I have this? Yeah, no problem. Because if you keep going, yeah, no problem, there's no appreciation there. So I think too much is too much sometimes.
Yeah, leaving your kid looking like...
I would leave my kid would never want for anything. No more than any of your kids would never want for anything. But you've got to set the boundaries, I think, a little bit. There has to be a little bit of give and take.
So you're sending them out to work to get their own stuff because you won't give it to them.
100%, yeah, 100%.
But we were made quilt work.
Yeah, we were made quilt work.
Well, you obviously weren't.
She wasn't.
But we were.
I was working at 12 selling headbands outside Crow Park. Hello.
Yeah, for your own money. That was fine.
We had jobs, like proper jobs. We worked for people. Like, I sold newspapers.
Yeah, I was going to say, the paper round is not really like...
At 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you telling me getting up to do a newspaper round isn't working.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that, but like,
exactly what you said.
Monday to Friday in the evening, I had a big bag of papers. I had about 20, 40 houses between North Stand, everywhere.
We've heard this story 50 times.
I haven't. Go catch them. Go catch them. Tell me.
Sandra, you did work with me.
I did work with you.
You spent more time in the towers and the flats saying you were cold.
I was cold.
Than delivering the papers. So I had to do a whole round as well.
So what you're saying is you are double jobbing it and she was just hanging on your coattails.
Triple jobbing it. On Sunday mornings I used to be up.
Isn't that always the case?
Giving in newspapers and I could smell the fry. Oh no, you're not getting it today, Catherine. Keep going and put them newspapers in those houses and be like, morning. Nothing good about starving, freezing. About 14 I was.
And what did you buy with that stuff?
Fucking fivers all I got a week. Fiver.
But two rounds, because that was mine as well.
No wonder I didn't work. Yeah. No wonder.
Now look, I did learn to appreciate it and I got better jobs, so it probably helped me in that way.
Life lessons. I think they do need to earn that. You need to guide them a little bit like that.
So okay.
Who, you know.
Catch them, what are you doing?
Oh no, I'm definitely all about get out and earn a few bob. Now, if I can afford to do it, and I can, and I will, but I do think they need to know when it doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, but you ever feel under pressure, you know, from the friends, like if all the friends have it. Like there's a lot of mammies and daddies out there now at the moment that like they've teenagers, and I mean, it ain't cheap. I've seen them rocking around in them ensembles.
I know.
So like, you know, like, are you getting them a fakey jakey? Or like, what are we doing here? Because...
But I think you put yourself under pressure. I think it's that thing, isn't it, of, oh God, just because they have it, my kid has to have it. No, they don't.
I know, but Sandra, that's easy enough for you saying being an adult. Like, your kid is in your face crying.
Stop crying.
No, get up. Stop crying. You're carrying on.
Give over. Like, you're carrying on.
They're all going to turn out like you if that's the case.
Sandra, you never went with you. You are always crying in my man-dad's face. Tell them about the Bross Runners. Tell them about the Bross Runners.
Oh, the jeans.
Oh, sorry, the jeans.
Bross Runners.
No, remember about when you went away on holidays, I mean, you met these random two blokes and they said to you, oh, we know where you can get these Bross Runners.
No, let's get the story straight. I mean, they weren't. Like, you don't even know.
Go for it.
You are fearless.
This is your moment.
You are fearless. Feelers you couldn't get in Ireland. So these had the feelers on. And me and my like, oh, jeez, love a pair of them. They were like, we can get you a pair.
Just randomers.
No, yeah, no problem. We can get you them.
At a holiday camp.
In a holiday camp, yeah. We were only 12.
They were on holidays.
Da, see them, see them. They can get them first. They can get them. No, they can't. Yeah, they can, da. I swear to God. Gives a tenner. My dad gave us a tenner. Fiver each. One
yeah,
for me.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Feelers, though. They weren't a fiver each. Hook, line and sinker. They went off. We seen them coming back a few hours later with cans of bags of cans. They weren't buying us trainers. They went and bought that beer. We never seen the feelers to this day.
But Sandy, you were always a gullible like that.
Jeez, I was disgusted. Yeah. Oh, yes. I was on a high for the rest of the day.
But that's what I'm saying. Like back in the day, a fiver would have been a lot to me, dad. And he stood up for you and said, even though he knows in his mind that these are literally taking the piss out of this poor gobshite of a young one.
I think my dad also thought, and he wouldn't admit this, he thought, well, they're 50 quid, I'm getting for a fiver, yeah, that'll make her shut up.
No.
So, I do think that.
I think my dad thought, these poor youngsters haven't got a wash on, you probably got 3 days left of the holidays, give them a few quid and they'll buy a few cans. That's what my dad thought.
Oh, God. So, no pressure for you, you're not feeling under pressure at all.
If I can't get it for you, I'll try my best, but don't cry and make me feel any guilty than I already feel. That just doesn't happen. No, I'm sorry. But they won't go without. We'll do something.
We'll make something happen.
Yeah.
Do something. No, I think I'd be the same. I think I would encourage get out and try and help and earn or do something. Not that they will, because they'd say they will. They talk a great story and then they don't do it. But yeah, I would encourage that. But they're not going to go. If I can do it, I'll do it.
I'm the same. Give it
to
them.
No, you're worse.
They ask for nothing. They're as good as gold. Now, look, within reason. Within reason. Yeah. I just think, like, if you can make it, now look, I'm not saying my kids are getting Rolexes by any stretch of the imagination anytime soon. I'm just saying that I'd be a little bit more lighter hearted because you know I get the FOMO and I understand that I hate to be left out. And I mean, I remember being in school back in the day and everyone came into my school. Everyone in the school had these take that school bags and I was starting to get a red rash across my chest because I didn't have one. And this brings me back to it and I'm just like, ah. So everyone, and they were a fiver. It must have been the lucky money. They were a fiver. And I remember everyone in the bag shop having one. I couldn't concentrate because I couldn't wait to go home to my dad. Easy touch.
Yeah.
And say, dad, everyone in the school has one. Please, please, please. I need to get one. So my dad, in fairness to him and my ma, they made it happen. And I remember coming home from school the next day and that take that school bag was on my bed.
Now
I remember that to this day.
Yeah.
Now if I can do that for mine, although it'd be a bit more than a take that school bag, I'm sure.
Say, yeah. Do you know what I mean? If only it was just a take that school bag.
Well, I am a little bit like that. I'm like, I don't mind. Now I'm not saying you don't, so don't attack me. I don't mind walking the extra. I'm like, let's do it, let's go, we can make it happen.
Yes, but when is the limit? When is enough though? Where do you draw the line?
I don't know whether I have a line.
Okay.
Like I'm working on that.
Oh, that's good to know.
Because I don't have a line with myself.
That's good to know because your kids will need to know that in future life that they'll have to have a line too, just saying.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, because the line is very blurred in my
head.
I'll
sleep well tonight now.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
that.
What about Paddy, when my mum and dad, when they used to do all that business of making things happen? What about the bank? Do you remember the bank?
The brown paper bag.
So my dad came down one Friday. We always have family meetings in our house for people who are listening. Oh, we love a family meeting. My dad came down, so we're having a family meeting. Now, this is my memory of it. Okay,
go. Yeah.
So we're all sitting at the little dinner table and all like, oh, we're having a family meeting. To me, I didn't give a shit because I was like, family meeting. I mean, what have I done? Obviously, Catherine and Sandra have done something.
Of course.
So Sandra's obviously done something. She probably wants to move out again. And like, Catherine has probably stayed out all night. Who knows? Because no one knew what with Catherine because she kept everything close to her chest, told no one nothing. Anyway, we're sitting there and my dad's like, I'm opening a bank. And then we were like, what the hell's a bank? So my dad had saved a few bob and handed us all envelopes with money in it. Now, when I say money, I'm talking like a fiver or a tenner. But back in the day, you're talking 30 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was like, what do you want? What is the one thing that you'd like? I can remember one of you saying, I want a pair.
Please,
Sandra, I want a pair. So Sandra got, like, I'm talking pool perm. So for anyone that tells Sandra natural curls, that is a no.
It was a ripple, actually. It was a ripple perm.
So Sandra got like a tenner for a perm. Katrin, what did you get?
I can't remember.
Can you not?
I think I might got, did I get me leather trousers?
Oh, you probably did actually get your leather trousers, yeah.
I think I got leather trousers.
Yeah. Iron leather. Yeah, she still has them.
Under a bed, you know, that's where she keeps them.
She loves leather. She won't lend them to anyone.
No one's getting them.
And I remember me and my brother, we wanted something in Toys R Us. That's how long ago it was. And we went. So, like, I'd love to do a little bank for my kids. I think that's brilliant. Even though it's, you'd be afraid of what he'd say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But you ain't handing him a fiver.
Yeah, but wasn't that a great memory?
Oh, that is a stick-out memory for me. Definitely. Yeah.
But I think that was done on the back of you wanting your perm.
Yeah.
Me wanting something.
We all
and my dad was like, we all want it. Right, okay, so let's do it this way.
Yeah.
And that's his little thing.
But he continued on with that. That brown bag came out every so often.
Never came out when I was there anymore.
It did. It still comes out. Doesn't it, Catherine?
Give me a little drop. Every so often.
Is there family meetings happening with you, Bobby?
You don't need
all of
your girls. I don't know what I want to tell you there.
Well, listen, I want to know what the story is. I'll be going in there giving a little tinkle sprinkle. I'll be saying what's happening.
Yeah.
Get that brown paper bag out.
I need a side extension.
I need anything.
Yeah.
So I think we've covered here that we're not the best at lending stuff out to people.
No, I lend it.
Not
underwear.
But definitely not underwear.
No. Definitely not underwear.
And if you lend it to someone, they've not to lend it to someone else.
Gives a little tinkle, gives a little ring, just cover it with.
And I'll wash my own hands very much.
Yeah.
And we've discovered that Catherine Showhouse, I copied everything. Sandra has her own interior vibes going on.
Oh, I have, yeah.
And then we've come to the conclusion that material things, there is lines that are blurred sometimes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. And know your limits, please.
Oh, know your limits.
Please, please install that in your kids. All of them, directing that at you personally.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's people out there like me that are just like, give it to them.
There's loads out there. Look at their little face. And no.
And then there's people like you to the Witches of Eastwick. No.
Where's their cauldron, Catherine?
No, they just need to learn. So on that note, I'm going to round this up and we are going to have to say goodbye.
That was a great little episode. I enjoyed that.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.